Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
You feel the effects of high inflation every time you get gas, buy groceries, and now it's starting to push more people, including retirees, back into the labor force. So we're going to be talking about that today with Eric. He wants to help you prepare for financial shocks that you might encounter in retirement. So we thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You may call Eric for a complimentary appointment, also a copy of his book. He is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning. Check him out on his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Lynn. Yeah, everything's definitely going up in price, and you know it's going to be supposedly a short-term thing. I don't think sure it's going to be as short-term as they say. It's not going to be as much of supply chain as, you know, the fact that the Fed printed off trillions and trillions of dollars after COVID and kept printing the money and kept printing the money. And yeah, this is usually what happens when you start doing that. So I don't know why they took so long to react, and now they're just starting to react. And the scary part now, I think, going forward is, you know, what's the financial effects through everything else? Because things like mortgage rates have already hit 5%, and I don't see how that can't be at 7 or maybe even 8 by next year. So if we start having rates that high, well, real estate's going to slow down, right? And so that'll at least help on the appreciation side there.
Yeah, true.
You won't have those, right? Those won't be going up, but that's usually what people, at least ones who already own a house, are happy about going up.
Yeah.
And then the houses may get cheaper when you can't afford the mortgage. Well, that's not going to help you either, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think it's time to be very cautious, time to look at how, you know, what's your downside risk level in your portfolio. You know, really kind of take a little second look, because now that taxes are over, okay, not only what had happened during taxes, and, you know, well, why'd you have to write a big check, right? Or why'd you get a smaller refund? If those things happen, then, okay, how do you fix that for next year? But then also look at the same time, be looking at, what can you do now to protect yourself from a very likely recession that's coming up?
Right. Now, you and I, we've been through this before. We've lived through this way back in the 70s. I just hate to see it happening again. I want to share with you this story from a Florida student. His name, he's 18 years old. Jonathan Walker is his name. He's a senior in high school. But he was surprised at receiving acceptance letters from 27 different schools. Eric, have you heard this story? He got accepted. He's been offered $4 million in scholarships.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can take them all, right? So I don't think you can resell them. So, the total value, I don't know if that's really meaningful, but it's pretty impressive, right?
Right.
I mean, speaking of inflation, geez.
Right.
The tuition, I mean, I have a shirt that from my freshman year in Santa Clara University where, you know, with room and board, it was $13,000. You know, my son in, University of Oregon, which, of course, you know, since he's from California, it's an out of state school tuition.
Right.
Just his last term, and this is not including room and board, just his last term was $14,000.
Oh, my.
And that's three times a year. So,
yeah.
So that's one of the things that, you know, inflation is one of those sneaky little stealth taxes that it's always been there. It's just now we're seeing it very rapidly and we're seeing it very big. So that's one of those things where you can't have your money sitting in cash. You can't have that money just sitting there at the bank getting, you know, 0.01, or maybe you get fancy and got up to 0.5%. Ooh, right?
Ooh, a lot. Yeah,
0.5%. And let's see, how does that do compared to your grocery bill or your gas pump bill for sure? So those are the things that you have to be looking at is, okay, how did I make my just regular cash earn more money? Because inflation just eats up the purchasing power. So, I mean, you don't want to go out and spend money just crazy. I mean, that's also silly, right?
Right.
But you do want to make sure that money stays useful. And that's one of the things that, you have to be making sure that part's going well. But then also, you know, one of the big kind of scary things that happened recently is there's this yield curve inversion. So I don't know if you've ever heard much talk about that, Luann, but that's when the rates on the 2-year treasury start paying more than what the 10-year. So if you're going to loan me money for 10 years, or if you're going to loan me for money for 2 years, which one would you want the higher rate on? You know, usually you want, you know, if you're going to have the money out for longer, you usually want to have that one be the higher rate, because that one you're going to have the longer risk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the higher rate should be typically on the longer time frame. Like, you know, 30-year mortgages are usually higher than 15-year mortgages.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just like CDs, which have almost no difference in, you know, pricing right now, but they're going to be a little higher if it's a longer term. So when this weirdness happens, when all of a sudden people are demanding more interest for 2 years than the 10-year, that means they're basically saying that things are starting to look ugly. and depending on who you talk to, I've seen one thing that says, oh, no, there was one time where it didn't. But I've seen other things where every single time it has, in essence, led to a recession within usually a year. And last time we had this was actually in the summer of 19. And then ironically, you know, who knew COVID was coming? But it did kick in that. So that has been a pretty big sign of recession. So, you know, with the inflation factor. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And if you're really close to retirement, you know, you can't take these big, huge hits right before you retire. So, you know, again, that's one of those things where you want to have a plan for everything that happens, good, bad, and in the middle, right? So, you know, when we work with our clients, we sit down, we have this worry less wealth discussion where we just find out what's their concerns. And then we build actually out the blueprint to worry less wealth, where we figure out how do you worry less about having income for the rest of your life that keeps up with inflation, keeps up with taxes. You know, look at how that investment plan, what risk level do you have today? And then look at the tax ramifications along the way. We want to have pay the lowest tax over your lifetime, not just, you know, 1 year. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues, the legacy issues, all those five areas into one plan. And that's something that we can help people with today. So if you want to take a little bit of time and figure out, hey, how's this going to affect me? What's going to happen with my situation? Feel free to give us a call and leave us a message. You can set up a time to talk, or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So Eric, we're talking today about how, you know, prices are starting to climb, consumers start making adjustments to their spending. It's one thing to switch back to maybe generic brands, like remember the black and white ones back in the 70s? I don't know if you remember that or not, but anyway, or maybe cut out on things. But then it's another thing to be retired and have to go back to work. So I want your reaction on this. In March, the share of people over 55 who are working or looking for a job was 38%. More than 480,000 people over age 55 entered the labor force during the past 6 months.
Yeah, so no, I mean, definitely a lot of people are rethinking their plans. They're saying, hey, maybe I shouldn't quite retire, or if they have retired, you know, sometimes you can get back in, sometimes you have to go get another type of job, right? So, you know, but also I've had some clients just get jobs for fun, just to keep themselves busy too. So, yeah, sometimes it's need and sometimes it's, yeah, more stuff you want to do, right? So, lots of times that I think what happens with those people is, they didn't really have a plan. They didn't have a plan for figuring out how much their income's going to need and what spending's going to be. And if, you know, like if you set aside so much every month and then it's 5 years, 10 years later, and you're setting aside that same month and same amount and hasn't gone up, you know, you got to keep up with inflation. It was always there. It's just now gotten, you know, really big. And so, you know, so that's one of the things that I think people need to know is if they have a plan, it's easy, it's simple. But yeah, if you don't have that plan, oh, it can be really tough. And, you know, so one of the things actually we have is a checklist that people can get. So, you know, it just kind of goes over, you know, the various things that you need to make sure you've got checked off for retirement. Make sure you're on track. So if you want a copy of this checklist, all you have to do is give us a call or text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money, right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock, because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet. Or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. Mm. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down. Or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping the stocks? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And, the other ones, I think probably the big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%? Right? Because, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what
like,
is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, this person's doing it, and then, it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. Garrison Keillor, was it the one who had the, where the town's everybody's above average and, right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
Right. So, yeah.
So, you know, you think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, you know, because, well, that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because you know, you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, you know, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, you know, how is Tesla, you know, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, you know, I mean, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, you know, Tesla just has one, you know, plant to make cars, you know, that's, and there's tons of competition coming online. So, you know, there's some stuff that definitely, you know, you think I can control that, or I can, you know, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund, or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. You know, this one, of course, March was really ugly, right, last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, you know, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, you know, that's one of those tough things. So, yeah, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, yeah, you do need to know about this stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, you know, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people, and make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. You know, are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes, you know, well, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, what's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are, set a time to do virtually, you know, go over your plan that you're on right now, and then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. Wealthcreatorradio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors, or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
You know, all these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. And I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have, and they ran it by that guy. And, you know, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, yeah, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, oh, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. And, you know, I was like, no, that's, you know, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. You know, I mean, that's not the same thing. And so, yeah, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. And But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend, you know, or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, mm-hmm. not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick, or you should get off.
Or get off.
So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said, instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and, you know, one was from a bank, and, you know, that bank stock, you know, really last year had done really awful. And so, you know, but they didn't want to sell it because, you know, this is where dad worked and, you know, he always had that. Or, you know, there's been lots of times where, you know, people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right? It's just a dollar bill. Who cares? Right? So that doesn't really make sense. So, but unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, you know, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, you know, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, you know, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, you know, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in gosh, it must have been like the mid-90s or something. And he was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but you know, he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, you know, 6, 7, 8%, why does he need the money? Right. And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably, I think they were 2 to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even. Right. Oh. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here, and then they changed. Right. And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security, to start, that's pretty brutal, because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also, a lot of times people think about that in the stock market. You know, they'll say, oh yeah, no, this thing's, yeah, things are gonna be going great forever, and we're just gonna keep always making 10%, and so I don't have to worry about things that much. And it's like, no, drops happen, you know, crashes happen, corrections happen, and those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have, that where they, you know, definitely don't have, because, yeah, you know, you need to live.
Right. Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, you know, almost 30 years in the business here is, you know, I've seen all these issues play out. And really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, like, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either, you know, something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4 to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401ks really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? You know, in bad times, that can be really ugly. So yeah, with your 401k, you don't have much choice. But with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan. That's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, one of the things we're doing, you know, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that worry less wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation. And then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself. give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. So there's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having a financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of is having that plan, having make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. All you have to do is text the word money and to see if that money will last as long as you do, and we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59, and I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, you know, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, you know, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. You know, I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, you know, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in our on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself, because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. And at some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, you know, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, you know, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, you know, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, you know, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, you know, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff. You know, hopefully you have some idea of maybe how much they owe in the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife, because she's the one who ran everything, and she worked in accounting, and, you know, numbers were her gig. So it can definitely change, you know, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live, and, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but, you know, I mean, you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. That's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security. So you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, yeah, you can do a 529 account. And those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as, in this case, as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is a lot of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. But it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road. But it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process. And we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee. And we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message. Or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson, and it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically he wanted to get that dream retirement house and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth. And then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't, and then they blow that. And then these after tax monies, you know, if you have after tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking, this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. You know, those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually on the phone or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.